And now it's time for part two of the season three finale of the Dice of Thunder podcast. All right, and we're back for part two. Boom, right back in. No banter.
Action.
No flip-flop. We went downstairs. We had a soda. I yelled at Greg. Yeah. We're back.
Easy.
Just a normal...
Just a completely normal recording experience. Day.
We start round three with the prone man in charge.
Keep up.
Kip up, Kibwe.
Kibwe Kips Up.
I kind of like that.
It's kind of a nice nickname.
It's really nice.
Kibwe Kips Up.
All right.
He reloaded after his last move. So he can see Corrupt Shield Marshal 1 in the corner, right?
Yes. You can see every enemy.
I can see him in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have
losing
cover
his religion.
From Kal-El there. He does not have cover from Kal-El there.
Perfect.
Sorry, I'm staying on mission.
Yeah, you're playing the game.
No fun.
I'm having fun.
No fun allowed.
Yeah.
It's just muck right. Duck.
So, I'm going to hit him now.
Okay, let's do it. He's been hit quite a bit at this point.
How about a 37?
That's a crit.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm not feeling very good.
Is that from Austin Powers?
Something's bubbling up.
No.
No, I'm riffing, bro.
That's a 44.
All right.
Dang. Plus 3, that's 47.
If you were going to use a shotgun, this is a big if. If you're going to use a shotgun to kill a shield marshal, how would it look? Just big if.
It would hit him. Is there a window near him? Oh, he can't.
Yeah, there is a window right next to him.
Yeah. He gets shot in the chest, and he kind of old school,
like
wild,
a
wild west western, and he falls through the window.
Nice.
It looks like the mask when he's doing the acting.
And Kiwe reloads, and he goes one down.
Very good.
That's turnover.
One down indeed. What would you like to do with your third action?
I reloaded.
You kipped up. You shot. That's one action. You reload is two actions. Or did you do a called shot there?
It was a called shot.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I was going to give you an action there.
Well, he does still have an action.
You didn't call it. It's not a called shot unless you call it.
You're right. It's not. So I have another action.
Yeah.
So I reloaded, and now I'm going to shoot at Ibrahim.
Okay.
Abraham.
Abraham. Do it. I dare you.
This will be my third...
Second attack modifier.
Second attack modifier. I know how to play this.
You don't, and that's good, because today's the day to learn.
It's just 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years.
This is a new character. When have you ever shot twice in one round?
I don't know, but this is basically what I did in high school.
Zero times with this guy.
Don't learn anything, but keep showing up.
And you're still awesome. You just got a kill.
How is a 23?
A 23 against Ibrahim is a miss.
Not a 23 or 22? No, I'm sorry.
What's
how about
17 plus 20? 14?
How about a 30?
What?
What? It's 31.
Yeah.
How did we go from 23 to 31?
Public school.
Explain it to me.
Public school.
Yeah, public school math.
That's a hit.
Yes! No child left behind my rear end.
Ridiculous.
Okay, here we go. Did you misread a 17 for an 11 or something? What happened?
No, 14 and 17 is hard to add.
It's complicated.
Okay.
Got to carry the one.
Wait, 14 plus 17 was what you rolled?
Yeah.
Yeah. 31.
Yeah.
31. I know what it is. And a 19 total.
That's good damage.
Yeah.
On half glass.
He has not been hit yet. So
pretty good.
That was
pretty.
Oh, wait. No, did the lizard hit him? No.
Pretty good. It's fine.
Okay. Ixil. And you are not reloaded.
Nope.
Keyboard.
Watch your fingers,
keep
okay?
Keep that in mind.
Come on.
You.
Be a professional.
Ixil the Useless, what have you got for Angelique Loveless? You're going to lick the key around her neck? You know a surefire way to get it off of her body?
If kill
she's,
her.
If she's dead.
Kill her.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
disrespectful, bro.
I'm but going I, to. But I think you I should keep it. Burning your number one action every round
I'm
on
going
trying to lick her neck.
I'll wait.
I can't help it.
That's so disrespectful.
Not that I would ever want to play your character or anything.
Come on, Jordan. Show him who's boss.
Are you done now?
No, he doesn't have even one feeling left. They're all broken.
Axel's going to run up to Loveless and go home and stick my ball. Axel's going to run up to Loveless.
All right, that's three actions. Next up is...
And he's going to trip her.
Okay, let's see you do it.
Okay.
He's going to lick her neck.
Get tripped. No, Natty won. I'm using a hair point.
Oh. Whoa!
Hey, don't get all willy nilly with those things.
Okay,
I have three of them.
He's got a cachet. All
right, Costco yeah. over here.
Oh my gosh!
Did you get a one?
Another one.
Wow!
You can't roll 2 ones. We were just talking about this.
That's incredible. God.
Don't you do it again.
I'm a D6.
A 5% chance of a 5% chance is a 1 in 400.
You need to not play the lotto.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Did you get
I
one?
Never play the lotto.
What are you keeping that? Or are you burning another HP?
You got to put up a shield or something. She's going to hit you. Run away.
Yeah, run away.
Be strategic.
You guys have her kind of cornered. It's kind of fun.
I'm going to...
Your third and final action.
No, I'm just going to punch her.
There it is.
What is puncher?
Is that a Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Wow. Key base attack for 600?
We're doing a flurry of blows.
Okay.
A scaly of blows.
Yeah.
28 for the first.
That is a miss.
And 24 for the second.
That is a miss.
Perfect.
I'm not going to lie.
Great.
Doing pretty bad there.
Great.
Jordan.
Yeah, time after time.
Time after time.
Now is not the time. Oh, as Angelique Loveless has her pistol aimed at Darnayru?
What?
Why would she hit Ixel?
I don't know. It's so weird. She takes a shot at Darnayru, and as she does, you realize she didn't shoot at you.
Okay.
But she did shoot at you.
Okay.
Which is strange.
That is strange.
And you realize that where she shot is the same exact spot that she hit you before.
Okay. And that happens to be a strike you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It, but not against you.
Doesn't matter.
Any strike. All right. It is a strike.
Okay.
I need to roll a will save.
Yeah. It isn't going to interrupt anything.
Okay. No, it's just because I take damage if I fail it.
Yeah. It's a basic.
I know how this works. What's the DC?
28. Not very high.
38.
You critically succeeded. That's awesome.
All right.
Really, really happy for you.
Thank you.
By one, though. Otherwise, it would have been 66 mental.
She hits a charge that she planted on your back.
Oh.
Earlier, after she struck you with the butt of her pistol.
That was why
I asked you for a perception check. And it explodes, doing 4d8 damage.
Dang.
In a 10-foot radius, which also hits Luton.
Oh, no.
But before that, I need you to take 4 good damage.
Okay.
And then roll a flat check.
Okay, taking that, rolling a flat. Natty 3, so it continues. So you pistol whipped me.
Yeah.
Which put a little bomb on
planted
my back.
Planted an pyronite explosive on you.
Great.
And you and Luton both take 19 damage from it explodes in a 10-foot radius.
What did I have to roll against that?
Nothing.
No, before.
Oh, like, it was a perception check. She did a thievery to plant something on you. It was cool.
Oh, it was my DC.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
With her second action, she moves away from Ixel and does the same exact thing to him, blowing up the charge that was planted on his back as she does a running reload.
Dang, bro.
When she hit you at the top of the first round.
No.
You take 18 exploding damage, bludgeoning and piercing.
I'd rather not.
That is the end of Angelique Loveless's turn. It is Luton's turn.
Your bleed damage.
Yes.
She really hit. I thought she hit Keyway for some reason.
Nope. She hit Ixel and Darnayru.
4 bleed damage.
And I continue to bleed.
Ooh.
What you got, Luton?
Luton's going to call down, use one action to prolong lightning strike.
Yeah.
Or lightning storm.
You're going to summon another bolt.
Another bolt onto Loveless.
All right. DC 29 reflex save.
Yes.
A critical success.
Oh, you slippery snake.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm throwing good saves with her lately.
Wow.
This whole time. 2 actions left.
So 2 actions left. I was trying to decide between Blazing Bolt or Elemental Gift on Ixel to buff him.
Wow. Okay.
I think I'm going to save Blazing Bolt, and I'm going to cast Elemental Gift on Ixil to buff him.
All right. Which gift?
I have a choice.
It's the one that makes him more likely
it's
to hit.
Yeah, Toyota Corolla!
There's a couple. Let's see. It's elemental, so fire. The target's melee unarmed strikes and melee weapon strikes deal 1d6 persistent fire damage.
Whoa.
On a hit.
Holy crap.
So
okay.
I think we'll do that.
Wow. All right. Wow. So
two action, elemental gift, Ixil.
Persistent fire damage on his successful strikes.
You give me fire fists?
Fire fists.
Incredible.
1d6.
That's Luton's turn, but Kal-El has a bonus action and can clean Cat Pounce right on to Ibrium.
Which he will do.
Unobstructed. Roll to hit with Kal-El's jaws. Right now, Kal-El's MVPing this combat.
It's true.
33 to hit.
That is a success.
Okay. Good.
Roll damage.
Okay. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
2d6 plus 8.
You gotta kill that cat.
No.
She said no.
19 damage.
What? Come on.
Yes.
Bonus action. All right. It's Ibrium's turn. It's not happy. Not happy.
Just got
jawed
to the face. Though?
Yeah. Okay. Just got jawed. And he says, "Hot stuff, baby." And points at Darn Iru.
Oh, why is everybody picking on me?
Yeah.
No, that was a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
Not this time.
I'm flattered.
Yeah. I need a reflex saving throw.
Okay. Getting reflexy. Ooh.
As he targets the metal flisses in your hand.
It's a natty 6, which is a 27, but I might need to use my cat's luck if that's a failure.
That is a failure.
Okay, then I'm going to use my cat's luck and reroll that.
Meow.
Meow. See?
31.
A 31 is a failure.
Really?
What?
As you take 18 heat damage from your Flissa in your right hand.
No.
18, okay. I'm hurting.
It also deals persistent damage, so I now have to keep track of that. In addition to the 4, did you roll a success on your...
No, it continued.
It continued, okay. Yeah. So we got a couple of persistent forms of damage going against Darn Iru. Good and fire.
Good and hot.
Good and hot.
Just call me hot and ready. Pizza.
Do you take damage from good
unless you're
damage?
Immune to it, yeah. Yes. Or unless you're
like a paladin or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. And the last thing he's going to do is shoot a spike at Kal-El.
Rude.
Dang, a 31 is a failure.
31 was a failure. 37 to hit Kal-El with an impaling glass spike.
That's a hit.
Low damage. 37 is not a crit?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, 5 damage.
You are one shy,
ooh,
sir.
Good for me.
How much damage?
Not 5.
5.
5 whole damage from a glass spike. Kal-El is immune to glass. Now it is Darn Iru's turn.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to do is Bon Mot against Loveless.
Wow.
And I rolled a natty 20.
Yeah!
Wow.
A natty 20. Eat that, will saves. You take a minus 3 to will saves.
Wow.
And some other things that I forgot because all I cared about was the will save. The target is distracted and takes minus 3 status penalty to perception checks and will saves for a whole minute.
Wow.
That's fantastic. The target can end the effect early with a retort to your bon mot. This can either be a single action that has the concentrate trait or in the appropriate skill action.
What do you say?
Here's the hardest math question you could ever imagine. And then I say something way smarter than Darn Iru could ever say. He just got lucky.
51 divided by 17
yes.
is 3.
17 plus 14 is 31. We struggled with that one over here.
That's good. That's
good. I liked it. Okay, that's
okay,
a good first action.
That's my first
her
action.
Her will save is lowered by 3.
My second action is to cast Phantasmal Killer.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Psychic Darn Iru. I should have never gave him that class. He's never used it. 128 episodes.
Yeah.
You're just saving it.
And then finally using it.
Phantasmal Killer?
Phantasmal Killer.
What?
And I think I've done this before, but just a refresher.
Did you use all these spells?
Like, no.
In a week?
I have one left on this level.
No!
You create a phantasmal image of the most fearsome creature imaginable to the target.
Ugh.
Only the spell's target can see the killer, though you can see a vague shape of the illusion as it races forth to attack.
So she says, "No, just wait. The explosion's coming, I swear. I promise, like I promised."
She's afraid of her benefactor.
Whoever the benefactor
It better
is.
Not be her paladin dad who turned evil.
Oh,
just kidding.
It's her good hag mom.
So, yeah.
Mommy!
You have to roll a will save.
What if I have a hero point?
Then you have
from
to be
our
a
home
hero.
Game.
You have to be a hero to
and
be
I,
use a hero
and
point.
I use it.
Are you playing
I,
with Loveless in your home game?
No.
That's weird.
That would be a great idea.
Would it be?
36. Natty high number.
That is a natty high number. That. So it's 28. So that's just a success then, right?
Yes.
So you take...
But not a crit because of the lowered will save.
Mm.
Which is good. I wish you wouldn't have rolled so good.
Sorry.
Size debilitations is not
I'm here to kill the Shumfollow 5 and chew bubblegum. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Let me unleash my psyche real quick. Because that was the first thing I did on my turn.
You liked it? Nice.
I did. I like bubblegum-related humor. Chewier the better.
Gross.
You didn't need to build on it.
Okay.
It was already great.
The save result was a success, you said?
Indeed.
Okay. So that means I'm rolling only 4d6 plus 10.
Oh, that's all?
That's it. And the damage and is...
It doesn't have the death trait anymore and all that other great
nonsense. You have to critically fail for that. So, 20 damage.
20 damage is still pretty good. And you have an action.
No, that's a two action, and I bond more.
You bond more.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, Alex. It is the other Shield Marshal's turn. He's going to reload at the top of his turn and shoot at Darnayru. Oh, first of all, Darnayru, you got to take 4 good damage.
Okay.
And your Flissa...
At least it's not bad damage.
...deals 5 more fire damage, as you have 2 persistent sources. I need 2 d20 rolls. First one is the good damage.
Okay, rolling against the good damage. Rolled a natty 20.
All right. And second one. Against the fire damage.
Natty 13. What am I?
It's a flat check.
Oh.
So you're still on fire as long as you're holding that Flissa. The Shield Marshal reloads and takes a shot at you, Darnayru. 22 to hit. That sucks. Reloads. End his turn. Kibwe Nyoka at the top of round 4.
He wasn't the stunned one, was he?
Nope.
Okay.
That one's dead. Out the window.
Gonzo.
Impaled on some rocks below. Oh, I forgot to mention at the top of round 3, the boat tilted forward.
Oh.
And now we're at the top of round 4, which means the boat tilts backwards again, and I need another fortitude or reflex save from everybody.
35.
Okay.
For reflex.
34.
Okay.
26.
All right.
And the bad rolls continue.
Go ahead.
31.
You're about to go through that hole, dude.
Yeah.
31. All right, and Kal-El?
Kal-El is...
Oh, this is so...
You can't catch a break, man.
You're going to have to use...
Okay. Everybody but Ixil passed. Hero point. And Ixil is precariously positioned right at the hole in the floor.
No, you're not. Don't you do it.
Uh-huh.
And when you fail, you slide toward the back of the boat 10 feet.
Uh-huh.
There's a hole in the floor.
Uh-huh.
You have to make a reflex save to grab the edge...
Okay.
Or you fall through the hole in the floor.
I get another chance.
As the grab and edge reaction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm fine. 39.
Okay, I was like, you've been screwing up every roll.
No.
Oh, man. Ix was going to be playing.
Get me off that hole. Don't put me on the hole.
No, you're on the hole.
I'm holding onto the edge.
Yeah, you're holding onto the edge of glory there.
That's great. A dongin' hole.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Wow. Okay. Well, now we start with Kibwe.
Get it? Holy smokes.
Harsh on Big Bob. Love
whole related
even
humor. Number.
But you're hanging there. You have to take an action to pull yourself up.
Climb up.
Yeah. Okay. And climb.
Okay. Odd number, I go for what's your face. Even number, I go for what's his face.
You're letting the dice decide what boss to fight? All right. I like it.
All right. It's even, so I'm going to go with.
What's your face?
No.
What's his face?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do a called shot. Face. And I'm going to aim for his head.
All right.
37.
That is a hit.
Nice.
And then I'm now going to heat him in the head. 16.
16 damage and stupefied 1.
Yes. He is stupefied 2 until the end of my next turn.
Oh, that happens. Okay, yeah, very good.
And then I'm going to reload.
No, you reload at the start of your turn, and then you took 2 actions to do a called shot.
And I'm going
to
reload.
False. On your next turn, I would encourage it. It is Ixil's turn. You didn't reload at the end of your last turn. I made a point to point at you. You said, don't put your finger at me, or something like that.
Oh, so I did a reload. Gotcha. Why don't you just say that? You got me feeling like Michael Cera here. Like, why don't you just say the thing that
just
you want?
Just like Michael Cera.
If you just say the thing that you
want, pay attention
we wouldn't have
in this production.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There.
How long did my enfeebled last for?
Yeah, answer that question.
I forgot the duration. I meant to ask it last
round,
but I
forgot. It was a whole year then.
A whole year.
Enfeebled 2 for a year.
For a year.
What even made you enfeebled?
Scary story.
I hit with a crit on Loveless, and I wanted her to keep the damage, right, and took all the extra stuff.
That's right. The extra blip blap.
From the slip slap.
From the slip slap, exactly. That is gang.
It's gang talk. You know about that.
I don't know what gang you're in.
The get along gang.
The blip blap slip slap game.
Whole house is decorated.
The end of your next
lap.
Turn.
Okay, so it's gone.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
But it worked.
The whole house is decorated in shit lap?
Yeah,
the blip lap gang house?
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
It's an old history. It's rustic. I love it.
I bet you've never seen a gang wearing all flannel shirts before.
Right? Drinking kombucha?
Yeah.
In flip flops?
Yeah,
in flip flops.
Well, I liked all that way too much. You're not enfeebled anymore, Greg.
Cool.
It is Ixel's turn.
So Ixel's going to pull himself back up.
Okay. So that's your first action is to climb up out of there.
I'm going to run up to Loveless.
Freaking that's your Ixel, second man. Action.
Second action. And punch for the third, and I'm going to land these punches.
We'll
this
see
time.
About
just
that, Hasselbeck.
Just watch.
Don't Hasselbeck it so hard.
Watch.
Come on. We want the ball, we're going to score. All right, Babe Ruth.
29.
That's a miss.
Oh, my gosh. Dude.
No, that was good. That was a good try, man.
Be better.
You're out of the hole.
By one.
Oh, he missed it by one.
36.
Oh, that's a hit. There it is.
Yay.
Hit her.
18 damage.
Okay.
And you need to roll a fortitude save.
Okay.
You also need to take 1d6 persistent fire damage.
Get some.
At the end of her turn, she will. All right. I passed my fortitude save. And how much damage?
18.
18. Mm-hmm. Okay. We were laughing too hard at you. I forgot what you said. Great turn. It's Angelique Loveless's turn. Hang on to it, Luton, because it's coming. At the end of this turn, she's going to burn.
Yes, it is. And bleed.
And a lot of stuff.
It
happening.
Says the strikes deal.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's
persistent. Yeah, but it's 1d6 persistent. So now she's on fire from his strike, and it's up to Jordan to remember now. Persistent damage always happens at the end of your turn.
I'm glad at the end of my turn?
No, at the end of the person who is receiving the persistent damage. But I'm glad you remembered that, because I totally forgot.
The 1d6 fire damage.
Yeah, it'll be 1d6.
Okay.
All right. Well, she's got that awesome pistol still in her hand, so I think that the only thing that makes sense at this point is to just smack Ixel with it a couple times and then maybe shoot him.
Better perceive, my guy.
So the first strike she's going to do against you is a shot, a bullet shot, which I hate shooting at Ixel. Ooh, I hate it.
I love it
when you shoot it.
I hate it so much, but I got to do it. Rolling the dice, 37.
Oh, still a hit. Dang.
Not a crit, right?
Not a crit.
All right, 17 damage. She's not going to reload. Instead, she's going to pistol whip you with the butt of her gun.
Bonk.
Oh, 21 on the first strike.
Miss.
And the second strike is 20. Two misses. Nice. She swings at you. You dodge them both.
Very good.
That is the end of her turn. That might be the end of her life.
4 bleed.
I take 4 bleed, and then you need to roll fire. A d6 fire. The bleed finally ends.
Oh, boo. Okay. 1.
The fire... Natty one. She's still on fire.
Nice.
So cool. It's Luton's turn.
Yay. Luton's going to use one action to call down another lightning bolt on the Loveless's head.
Ouchie.
Fry her brains.
Ouchie, yes. Ouchie.
Don't ruin the key.
Let's see if I can keep my great rolls rolling. Nope.
Yes.
Just a pass this time. Not a critical success, but I am going to be hit by a bolt of lightning.
4d12.
Whoa. It's half damage, but that's a lot. 4d12, you know she rolls stones over there. Just absolute stones on d12. I see an 8 in the dice cup. Ugh.
19 damage.
Yeah.
All right, so half of that is 9 that goes through. Okay. And you still have your normal two actions still that you can take. That was 1.
We are going with Blazing Bolt.
There
this
we go.
Time.
The classic laser beam. Here she is. Flies up.
Bazinga.
Wings lighting up. The heroic fairy wings. Roll to hit. Don't mention the worst television show on Earth.
We do not allow. I will not even say the name of it.
I think we should be able to take that same away from him.
Doesn't matter.
So
it is a cool saying.
I'm going to target Loveless and also Shield Marshall too.
Okay.
With this.
Sounds good.
First up. Ugh, I don't like that. I'm going to use a hero point. Reroll
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, what'd you roll to hit?
A 3
Ooh.
On the dice.
And you're targeting Loveless?
Yes.
To begin with?
Yeah.
That probably would have been a miss.
Yeah, it would have been a miss.
What's your bonus to hit? 19 or something?
I think it's 19.
Yeah.
How about not you? Okay, here we go.
Don't say that to Jordan. He's having a tough finale.
You know, everyone you else know is
what?
Saying it.
You know what? You get
to, not your dealer. Not your dealer.
Not Dice, one in jail.
He's so funny.
Not much better.
Uh-oh.
25?
25 is a miss.
Okay.
Plus 19 against the shield marshal.
13.
On the die?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
32?
Yep.
Nice.
Okay, so we'll do 10d6 plus 5 fire damage. Yes, you will.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a level 5 blazing bolt. Yeah, that's a... You knew it was going to make an appearance in the finale.
Oh, yeah.
I need another d6.
Oh, you need more than you think? Oh, man. Yeah.
28 plus 5.
33. Damage. All right, that's the first damage that this guy's taken.
Okay.
He's hiding in the corner.
And Kal-El's bonus action. He's in melee already.
Strike at Ibrahim with his jaws.
Yes, he is. Ibrahim's no slouch, guys. He's got good AC, even though he's a wizard. And Kal-El is serving it up.
This one? Oh, man. Just not rolling very good this turn.
Doesn't 22? Feel good, does it?
No, it feels
it
bad.
It doesn't.
22.
And you 22. Know what? I'm not going to give you a hard time about it, Brittany.
Thank you. Because
you're my smart. Friend.
That's smart.
Friends don't do that.
You're smart. Smart person. Try to give her a hard time, see what happens. All right. Kal-El can't be perfect every time, but he's still out damaging the monk. It is Ibrahim's turn. Ibrahim is going to look at Darnayru, point, and go, shards!
No.
Shards!
I reject your shards.
Exactly.
If only. And I need you to roll a... I think it's a reflex. So, yep.
Uh-oh. 30?
This is bad.
A 30
That's a fail, isn't it?
Is a failure.
This is bad.
This might take me down.
You take 33 damage.
I am unconscious and dying.
And you are impaled by the leg on a spike of glass that is thrust out of the wood.
You know, maybe I should just roll a... Use one more of my things.
What things?
My hero points. I have 2.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's smart to go down.
Yeah.
What'd you roll on the dice?
A 9.
Because he's stupefied, his DCs are down. You missed it by 1.
Oh, no.
Bro.
I have to re-roll that. So I'm going to use another hero point.
Okay. A 9.
Oh, man. Please be better than a 9.
A fail. A 10 is a pass.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
Daddy one.
Daddy yeah.
One. Really?
Yeah.
Oh! No!
I use a hero point and now ended up dying 2.
Yeah. Oh, because you take 66 damage and are impaled through the spleen instead of the leg.
Spleen.
Yeah, you need your spleen.
Oh, spleen's important.
Darnayru is unconscious and dying too. But good news, you drop your flisses. You're no longer taking persistent burning damage.
Look at that.
As the heat metal fades off of your flissa.
That's good news.
Oh, and you shift in initiative to right before Ibrahim, and all kinds of crazy stuff happens. Another launched spike out of his hand at Kibwe this time.
Hit the dirt.
Yes, you are subject to a range attack. Very good on the dirt hitting. 32 to hit.
Dang. Yeah, that hits.
All right. Glass shards rip into your back and do 13 damage.
Stupid.
That is Ibrahim's turn. It would normally be Darnayru's turn, but he has been shifted in initiative to right before Ibrahim.
Boo.
Brings us to the corrupt shield marshal in the corner, who is going to aim his Jazail at Ixil. And I believe last turn he shot, reloaded, and shot and missed the shot that he took. So it's time to shoot at Ixil. First attack, 28 to hit.
Miss.
Like a regular miss, or you're using your ability?
No, regular miss.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Second attack is a 29 to hit.
That's another regular miss. I'm going to throw that bullet back at him.
AC 30 for real?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I knew it. I know that that's what it is, because I can literally see it right here, and it still baffles me how strong of a character he is. Very good. Two misses.
30 to hit. And, throw and it back hit, at him.
And a hit, and it's a D8 plus 3 damage. Go ahead and roll that, as my shield marshal, who thought he was being so slick, is now going to get his own bullet returned into his eyeball.
Such a cool ability.
It really is.
7.
Whoa, okay. Ooh. So 10 damage to the shield marshal. That is the end of round 4. And as round 5 begins and the boat lists forward, I need everybody to roll either a fortitude or a reflex save.
Do I just
just go since I'm unconscious?
Yes.
Okay, so I figured.
Yeah, but you don't take any damage. You just slide under the bar, across the floor, and you're now there. Right in the middle of the room, Darnayru.
21.
Dead bodies flapping all over the place. All right,
21.
Luton and Kala both got 34.
Okay, they are fine. And Ixel?
29.
Okay, Ixel's fine. So Kibwe moved up 5 feet, so he's next to Kal-El. Not really a whole lot happened there, but you hear some more banging and crashing and screaming from the lower decks.
Oh my gosh.
The bomb has gone somewhere else now.
Oh my gosh.
And you don't even know where it is at this point, but it is careening through the boat. Kiwi, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to use an alchemical bomb.
Ooh, that's exciting.
To do an elixir of life.
Okay.
Can I do one of those? I want to do one of those on Darnayru.
You basically can do a versatile vial elixir of life bomb on Darnayru. Yeah. Absolutely.
What does elixir of life do?
Gives you hit points.
It gives you 5d6 plus 12.
Which will remove the unconscious and dying conditions from you and heal you.
Nice.
5d6. Those are the square ones.
So that's two actions. No, you have quick draw. It's one action.
Yeah, I knew that. 5d6.
This is exciting.
Oh, it could have been.
I mean, any amount of healing on Darnayru is going to bring him back to consciousness. Your flisses, by the way, are back where they were.
They didn't slide with me?
No.
Literally everything is sliding.
Just you.
And they just didn't roll with me. That seems suspect.
Aw. You don't like it because it's inconvenient.
It's very inconvenient.
31.
31 healing?
Dang.
And you have wounded one now, Darnayru.
Wow. Nice.
Okay, back in the fight. Prone. You still will go right before Ibrium. But that is an incredible first action by Kibwe.
There we go.
Kibwe's going to do a running reload.
Put his
back against the wall. And then he's going to aim at Ibrium. And this will be my second?
This will be your third action to strike.
Okay, so I need
to Ibrium.
Dang.
Wait, well, you were prone, though.
Oh, I was.
Oh, Kip Up.
Kip Up.
So Kip Up. Yeah, free.
Free action.
Free.
Yeah.
But I'm still in my third.
This is your third action, your first attack modifier.
Sweet.
Yeah. Because this is your first attack this round.
25 to hit.
That is a miss.
Dang it.
But you brought Darnayru back into it. Darnayru, the psychic spellcaster.
Yeesh.
Is back alive. Ixel, you're up.
Pass.
That's a legal move.
Technically, it is.
I was hoping you would say punch.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's redemption time. It's the Ixel redemption arc.
Okay.
You're in melee with Angelique Loveless.
I know. I really need Loveless's AC to go down.
Well, you could intimidate her or knock her prone. You have never used either one. Your frilled lizard intimidate.
You know what? Because all we've been facing are things that are immune to fear.
Yeah, she has true. Will, a lowered will right now.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Thank you, Greg.
Stop wasting your first map with a trip.
That was a little more harsh, but, you know, it's not bad advice. We're trying to be uplifting to him this turn, okay?
Okay, well, let's try to make her scared.
Boogity boogity boo.
The frills come up. All right. I need to roll a will save against that very scary thing.
Something like that.
DC.
I picture the dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
100%. Yeah.
Let's see. You're rolling an intimidation check with that. My will DC has been lowered. You're rolling against me. It's not bad. Not bad. Not bad advice from Greg. It's with a little bit of spice on the end.
Every once in a while.
It's pretty bad when it's a natty one.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's like the baby from Dinosaurs instead, huh?
Natty.
We all got that reference!
Yeah! 90s!
We all got that reference!
That show is so weird.
First time it's ever happened.
Oh, you're ruining it. All right.
That's literally the theme song.
Oh,
dang it.
Had one of the saddest last episodes.
Jordan's never going to come back for part three.
Jordan still has elemental gift.
Yeah, he sure does.
It lasts for one
minute. So your first action, you're not going to use a hero point. Don't you have a bank of hero points?
I'm heavily considering it.
Make a choice.
The Costco hero points over there.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Get a hot dog.
Yeah, you are. This is the time to pull out all the stops.
Reattempt imitation.
Oh, my gosh.
Intimidation.
What'd you get?
26 total. I rolled a 9.
A real die.
Not the mama.
I'm sorry, but even though her will save is lowered, that is not enough
to
intimidate her. She's not intimidated by you. How long does that last, by the way?
A minute, so 10 rounds.
Oh, unless I take an action to equip you.
Exactly.
Yeah. First to hit, 27.
That's a miss.
Second to hit, 90, 20.
Ooh,
well, nice. That's a hit all day. That's a crit.
30 damage.
Wow, 30 damage.
Don't sound too excited.
I got a 33 on my fortitude save to resist your stun.
Okay.
And you did a significant 30 damage. That's pretty good.
Don't your fists have a weapon specialization?
Crit specialization?
Yeah, a crit specialization.
No, they don't.
No.
You can get better fists.
I absolutely agree.
So that hit went through?
That did. That,
then
yeah,
persistent fire damage, yep. 1d6.
It'll happen on her turn. She was already on fire. So
she's going to be a more on fire.
Nope.
I have one turn left.
It doesn't stack.
I have one turn left.
Rude.
But I love your passion. What are you going to do with it?
I am going to...
Absalom?
I'm going to Aslan. Bye. I'm going to claw her.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
No, 23.
Nah, all right. It is her turn. She's not feeling very great at all
about any of this.
Yeah. And is going to draw. She drops that pistol. Yeah, that she's been using so effectively.
Can't wait to steal that.
And draws a twisted, almost disgusting-looking shotgun off of her back.
I wish I had Varg right now.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was one step closer.
As she pulls it out, she shows it to you, Ixel, and it feels as though it is looking at you.
That's creepy, dude.
High on life.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, I guess I gotta shoot you now. Sorry.
I love that game.
And she hexes you with it.
Oh. What? She's a witch.
I have no kind of save.
There's no save. You are hexed.
Oh my gosh.
It just happens.
Okay, what am I hexed with?
It was an action, so that was two actions.
Okay.
First action to draw it, second action to hex you with the hex of impending doom.
Oh, that's not good.
And now she's going to shoot you with that gun. Let's see how you like this, my scaly friend. 34 to hit.
Dang.
34 to hit with a strike or a shot?
A shot.
Boom, do it.
A bullet shot.
Do it.
What does impending doom do?
It's just the hex of impending doom. You don't have to find it.
It's a video game.
So it doesn't lower my AC or anything?
Nope.
Okay, then I'm going to catch that bullet and throw it back at her.
Because
that gives me a plus 4 to my AC.
Yeah, dog.
But you already used that reaction against Shield Marshal 2.
Wasn't that last round?
Oh, you just took your turn.
Yeah. He regains his reactions on his turn.
Yeah, we know how to play the game, too.
That's right.
Your strategy has failed you.
It has. I'm very frustrated. All right, by one. I farted that up. Okay. Yeah.
31.
That's a hit.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah, Jordan! You belong here.
2d8 plus 6 damage.
Kill her.
Please.
God, it might.
Do it.
Kill her, Jordan. Real dice, baby.
2, 7.
Plus. 13 damage. Okay. 13 damage. That's the end of her turn. Her worthless turn.
Fire damage?
And then now take some fire damage.
Please burn to death.
3.
That's a lot of damage.
Her precision is all great. Right.
3 damage and she's still burning.
It's a honka-honka burning look.
And is at the end of a very long rope.
And that rope's on fire.
And it is Luton's turn.
Oh boy!
Finish her.
So, since she seems to have really great reflex saves, I'm going to direct this. I'm going to use one action, continue the lightning storm. Okay. How many times can I go?
Forever.
Ten rounds.
10 rounds, all right. We're going to go for Ibrahim this time.
All right. Not as good of a reflex save. Passes. Just a pass.
Dang. Okay, that's fine.
Half damage, right?
Yep.
Half damage.
4,000 damage.
Hold up. Oh, yeah, 4d12. That's right. 15.
Okay. The final battle is getting tense. Luton has 2 actions left, but I'm on the ropes, guys. This is bad. Stupid heal bomb. It's so frustrating.
Okay, we'll do Blazing Bolt again, then.
All right. If you miss, it's a miss.
Huh?
If you miss, it's a miss.
What does that mean?
It means it doesn't do any damage to her.
If I miss.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, it's all on you, Luton. Oh, man. Okay. This is 10d6 plus 5 if it hits. First attack.
16. Ooh.
16 on the die.
On the die.
Come on.
Against Angelique Loveless.
38.
That's pretty high.
That's pretty high.
She's done.
Roll to hit Ibrahim.
She's done.
7. So 26 for Ibrahim.
Okay, that's a miss on Ibrahim.
Okay.
But you hit Angelique Loveless.
Yes. 10d6.
Describe your kill.
Yeah.
She has 3 hit points. You can roll damage if you want. You're rolling 10 damage dice. That's
totally Loveless.
She spits blood.
You will burn for your crimes. Oh. It just incinerates her.
Curse you, Shop 505.
That's so hardcore.
Yes.
Yay.
Ding dong.
Angelique Loveless is dead.
Yes.
Wow.
Angelique Loveless is dead.
Dead.
Wow. Okay. It is. I don't even know if this is Kal-El's bonus action.
Ibrahim.
Yeah. What just happened?
Kal-El's gonna bite Ibrahim.
You just killed the big bad end game boss of a whole campaign.
Yes, you did.
What are you doing next?
Shabbala, bye.
What? Okay. It would be looting.
Yeah, right? That makes sense.
Oh, man. Kill stealing, too.
32.
32 to hit is a
hit. With his jaws. Okay. 2d6.
Oh, you incinerated the key. Oh, no.
Yeah. 13 damage
against Ibrahim. All right. It is now a conscious Darnayru's turn.
Yay!
He slid in initiative. Was that a tactical death? Because now you're like...
very close to that key.
You're right there.
That's the first thing I'm going to do is go to her body for one action.
Loot that body.
Loot that body. Second action is to grab the key.
You were prone.
I have kip up.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
Welcome to the club.
Stupid feet.
I could have crawled over there in one action anyway.
Yeah, you could have crawled over there. But you'd still be prone.
Yeah. So I kipped up for freezies.
Yep.
Ran over there.
The pile of ash that used to be her body, you find the key in it, and you grab that as your second action.
It's my second action.
You are now keyed.
It's got saliva all over it.
I am 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet from that hole.
You're going to jump down that hole to the bomb that's not there anymore?
Well, it's somewhere on that level, wherever.
Maybe.
It's the quickest way down there.
I dig it.
But I'm thinking I have land on your feet is what it's called. I thought I had catfall as well, but it's like not on my list
anymore.
It's
a 10-foot drop to the bottom of that hole. You definitely have catfall because it is a feature of the Amarin.
Yeah, and you're a cat, so.
But I land on my feet and don't take any damage from that.
You are now on the mid-deck level, jumping down from the top deck. Very good.
So, bye, guys. Good luck.
Save us, Darnayru.
Kill Ibrahim for me.
You mean just put my body on the hole there?
No, I got you.
Okay.
And
got you, boo.
For the record, my flisses are still on the ground up there, so someone should grab those.
All right. That brings us to Ibrahim, who casts a spell and disappears.
What?
Oh.
Upon seeing the death of Angelique Loveless.
Wow.
Coward.
Brings us to Corrupt Shield Marshal 2.
Does he hold the line?
Who throws his gun down.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And has a real crappy look on his face.
Crappy, like smug or like scared?
No, like he's very upset.
Okay. He had a crush on Loveless?
He did.
Ah, he kinda,
I mean, they all did, right? But seeing her go down like that with a fire blast, he gives up the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Technically ending combat.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't like that Ibrahim went invisible, though.
He went somewhere. Invisible?
No, well, he disappeared.
He disappeared. He
teleported.
Maybe.
Does anyone want to roll an Arcana check or something to find out?
Not me.
You can't do that.
Not me.
And the reason is because there is a ticking time bomb that you now have to deal with.
Yep.
Combat is over, but bomb now begins.
Can I punch that guy in the face anyway?
If you want to, yes.
Yeah, I think I'd like
so
to.
So rude.
But in order to chase down this bomb... you all have entered into a chase event.
A chase event?
We're not good at these.
We're not.
Do you remember escorting...
we remember.
...through the city and stopping to get strawberry cream spread?
I do.
Cream cheese. Garlic bread?
Yeah. It was on garlic bread. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
Was it strawberry spread on garlic bread?
I think so.
Yeah.
In order to pass this encounter, you must earn a certain number of chase points every round.
Oh, my gosh.
This first obstacle that faces you is the rocking boat. In order to overcome it, you can make an acrobatics check, an athletics check, or a sailing lore check, which none of you have.
You don't know what to have.
He knows you don't have that.
A success is a point. A critical success is 2 points. A critical failure is -1 point.
Oof.
There is a certain number of points you must make in order to catch up to the bomb.
Oh my gosh.
As you now are running through this rickety boat that is falling apart on top of a rock.
Did it even matter that I jumped down the hole then?
It did.
Okay.
You got ahead.
I hope so.
I've put you ahead of the first obstacle. Yeah, in my mind, you're ahead of the first obstacle, so you're working on your points against that obstacle. But that means your friends are behind you.
They are.
And if you want their help overcoming obstacles, you have to wait.
Right.
So it's kind of tricky.
Because we aid each other, or no, I'm...
These are all individual checks.
Okay.
You're trying to bank a certain number of points to get there.
Okay.
I'm going to remove all of the enemies from combat and keep you guys in initiative order to keep this track. We start with Kibwe Naoka. Acrobatics or athletics, sir?
Acrobatics.
Very good.
How is a 40?
That is a critical success.
Wow, dude.
Next is Ixel.
Rolling acrobatics, 25.
That is a success. Next up is Luton. Acrobatics or athletics?
Acrobatics.
Okay.
I don't have very high. Well, 19.
19 total.
Total.
All right. That is not successful, but it is the Shum Follow 5, and I would be rude if I didn't include Kal-El in this.
True.
Kal-El.
Athletics or acrobatics?
Athletics.
All right.
You'd be remiss.
I would be remiss.
Don't be.
I'm not.
21.
I'm not remissing that. That is a failure.
Okay. Ouch.
You have accrued 3 chase points towards the first obstacle.
Okay.
We now end the round with Darnayru.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And I'm definitely acrobatic.
Well, you're on the second obstacle.
Okay.
You now have to pass an Arcana, Nature, or Occultism check to avoid the arcs from latent teleportation magic.
Great.
That are corrupting and slapping and jamming into the boat.
Having fun in the mana waste here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to roll Occultism against that.
Okay.
And I rolled a natty 6 plus 17, so
what is that?
23. That's not
that good. Is exactly a pass.
Nice.
My goodness.
End that round.
Dang, dude.
Sketchy.
That is round one of Boat Bomb Chase.
Boat Bomb Chase.
Round two starts with Kibwe. Still have a chase point to earn in order to avoid the rocking boat obstacle.
Acrobatics.
Okay.
How is a 38?
That is a critical success.
Yeah.
You take the group with you, and now all of you are earning points against obstacle 2, which has one banked already because of Darnayru's clever tactic. And we move to Ixel. Arcana, Nature, Occultism.
I guess I'm rolling Nature.
Man, that sounds confident.
Well, I only have, it's my highest one, and it's only plus 4.
That's good math.
Wow. That's rough.
Jeez. Aren't you a lizard?
it was a good roll, natty 19.
Hey!
That's a success.
23.
2
yeah.
points.
Woo.
Next up is Luton. Nature Woo. Check. I think you roll anything but a natural 1 here.
11. Plus.
That's a crit.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys have made it through the teleportation arcs on the second round.
We made
it's still the second round.
We made it through.
The crowd is panicking. As you move your way down, you follow the track that this bomb took. People are coming out of their rooms now, and they're all starting to panic.
Can I cast No Cause for Alarm?
No, because
okay.
You're not in combat.
Okay.
You can use diplomacy, though, and this is directed at Darnayru. Diplomacy, okay. Intimidation, or religion to appease this crowd.
Diplomacy.
This is to make an impression.
I'm going
to
make an impression on these guys, and they're going to be so impressed after this roll. I rolled an 8 plus 15 is 23.
That's a success.
Oh,
at the end of the second round of chasing down the bomb, you guys are making your way through the third obstacle. You have an advantage, thanks to Darnayru.
Thank you.
We start off the third obstacle round with Kibwe Naoka.
That's my...
Diplomacy, intimidation, religion.
Oh, man, these are all bad.
They are all really bad. They're like as bad as Ixel.
Well, I hope you don't critically fail.
That's really bad.
You can pass. Too late. I heard the dice.
How's a 5?
What was the point? Where's the point? Like, how many hero points you got?
Total of 5 is a critical failure.
Let's use a hero point.
Yes!
Are you going to use your hero point to pass the roll?
Yes.
That's actually not a bad idea.
That's fine. You may do that. It is Ixel's turn. You're dealing with a panicked crowd. Diplomacy, intimidation, religion.
Intimidation. Let's get it.
Calm down.
I also rolled a 5!
For a total of
22.
Pass.
I had a total of 5.
He had a total of 5.
Yes.
He rolled a 2 plus 3.
Whoa.
Wow. Amazing. That's a pass. That's 2 points.
Okay.
We
still have 2 people left in this round. Luton.
Come on, Luton.
Roll 3 if you count Kal-El.
Luton rolled a 40 total.
Wow. That's another crit success. You've made it through the panicked crowd.
Yes.
As the hero of Alkenstar spreads her wings and spreads the seas, and they part, and you're all able to run through. And as you make it to the end of the as you make it to the end of the What's dance floor on? Deck, you see the hole that was made. Darnheimer's waiting for you there. Come on down. You jump That's down exactly through that hole. Like. Now you're on the passenger deck.
Okay.
Okay.
Chasing the bomb back towards the front of the boat.
Man. Does it have legs? What's happening?
No, it's been sliding as the boat tilts forward and aft. The bomb has been sliding along the deck.
Oh my gosh.
Blasting out the walls, destroying everything in its path and creating this chaos. The hull has been ruptured in this area. Water is starting to flood in.
Uh-oh. Oh my gosh.
You can do a crafting check to try to plug this rupture with debris, an acrobatics check to tumble through the turbulence, and that's it.
Oh, no.
I do a crafting check.
We're actually on Luton. No, we're on Kal-El.
My bad.
That's okay.
What a pucker, am I right?
Yeah. Well, your turn's coming. Don't worry. So it's Kal-El. Acrobatics?
Nice. Yeah, acrobatics.
That's what I don't think he's trained in crafting.
No, he's not.
Okay.
-4 crafting.
He is crafty. That doesn't count.
Let's see. 11...
You're freaking
28.
That's a pass.
Yes.
Whoa.
Kal-El is able to tumble through the turbulent rupture. We end this third round and fourth obstacle with Darnayru. Crafting or acrobatics?
Obviously acrobatics. Now, you said the words to tumble through.
I sure did. It is the tumble through action.
Then perfect. I get an extra +1 because of my daredevil boots.
Booyah.
Ooh. So it's +23 to this roll.
Oh, anything but.
I rolled a natty 12. +23.
Yeah. 35. We have 3 chase points at the end of round 3 of chasing down the bomb, and you're almost past the fourth obstacle. You guys are ahead of the game.
Why did she not just bolt this thing to the floor?
The top of this fourth round of chasing starts with Kiwi. You have 1 success left, crafting or acrobatics?
Crafting. Kiwi puts his beard and his locks into a man bun on top of his head.
Ooh, I like it.
He's gonna pulls his beard up into a
bun. Yeah, do some crafting.
Yes.
He needs space
to work.
How's the 26 total?
That's a success.
Nice.
You guys make it past the ruptured hole, and you come across those clockwork sentries that you did not dispose of, and they are malfunctioning from the magical transport.
Okay.
As the fifth obstacle is met, Ixil, it's your turn. Crafting or thievery to try to disable or calm these things down. You may also use deception to try to feint around them.
No, I'm going to do thievery.
All right.
24.
That's a success.
Hey. Okay.
Nice.
We come to Luton. You guys have the opportunity here to clear this obstacle up by the end of this round.
Ooh. Okay.
What are my options?
Fingies crossed.
Crafting,
thievery, deception.
I guess deception.
All right. You're fainting to dodge the clockwork. Oh, I just picture this scene in my mind of this riverboat just being destroyed around you guys. You're moving through the boat rapidly trying to chase down the bomb.
Yeah.
16.
16 total?
Yeah.
That is a failure. What about Kal-El? I don't think he's got any of those skills.
I don't think so.
So that means we end the round with Darnayru. Crafting, thievery, deception.
Thievery, baby.
There it is. One point.
Natty 19 +20 is 39.
That is a critical success.
Yes.
You have 3 points to try to get past the malfunctioning clockwork that are at the bottom of this mess of a boat as it's being destroyed in front of you. We end the fourth round of chase, and we begin the fifth with Kiwi crafting. I'm
Come
assuming.
On.
Yeah.
Why not? He's good at crafting.
Let's do
Deception?
It.
Last chance to change.
No. Okay. I'm okay.
I like a challenge. Why are you cracking things over
tick,
there?
Tick, 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 tick.
How
tick,
is a 32?
A 32
yeah.
is a critical success!
Yay!
You make it past the malfunctioning clockwork to see the bomb resting in the same cargo area as the Catablopus.
No.
As it crashed its way through the entire boat. And is now on the deck with the Catablopus and the other Pyronite bomb.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
If it goes off, it detonates them both immediately. It's 200d6 bludgeoning damage and 200d6 fire damage.
What if Kiwi falls prone? Is he fine?
Yeah, he'll take a reduction damage.
That's lore. If he hits the dirt, he's okay.
Yeah.
Then the other bomb will go off, and that's another 100 each.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're talking 600d6 damage are at stake here.
Oh, my goodness.
You have a key, right? Just shut it off.
The key. And Darnayru runs up with the key.
100%. And the switch.
As a wave crashes into the side of the boat, tossing everybody sideways and filling the entire chamber with water.
Oh,
that sucks.
Ixil.
Who can swim?
What do you do?
I can swim.
You can do athletics to swim. a nature check or a fishing lore. Fishing lore.
I think it's fish lore.
Clutch in the last 5 minutes of the podcast.
That would be so funny.
To accurately predict the movement of the waves and act accordingly, or a perception check to hear a wave coming and find safe refuge. The waves are crashing through the hallways and the decks of the ship, and you're inside a rocking boat. So it's like one of those desktop sculptures is just constantly sloshing back and forth. So athletics?
Yes, sir.
Nature, fishing lore.
Athletics.
Perception.
35.
A critical success.
Yeah.
As Ixil is able to swim over to Jarnairu and try to help him with the key towards the bomb.
Good job, fish face.
There's 2 points left, Luton.
Nature.
What's your nature bonus?
Plus 24.
Yeah. Oh, natural my 20. God! Oh, yeah!
That's awesome.
That's like 700.
44. You doubled the DC.
That's amazing.
And as the water sprite enters this room, tell us, what do you do? Because you have succeeded.
Glides through the water lively. Is that the right word?
Sure. She is now.
And comes up to Jarnairu and...
Funnel me over
to
the bomb.
I'd like to empty the water so we can all breathe and stuff.
Okay. So you push the waves aside with
like
your
Moses.
Water powers.
Yes.
I mean, you're in the river. You're in the Ustrati River right now.
Yeah. I use the power of Ustrasila. The water just moves aside and there's like a little bubble of air around
us. Yes. Okay.
I love that.
Swirling like around this. Yes. The waves are crashing into it, but they're like deflecting off of it.
We are Groot.
All right, Jarnairu. I guess it's up to you. Are you going to actually deactivate the bomb?
100%.
You don't have to. Hey, you know, it's a role-playing game. I'm not trying to play your character for you. I don't want to say that
might
that's
be
what
kind
you're
of exciting.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Maybe
I
you take over
100% go over and put
what
the
this?
Key in. Oh. And
doesn't
turn,
even
I'll
have to do anything.
Oh.
Turn the bomb off. Here's the key.
Had you guys not passed the next round, that would have been game over. Whoa. I would have been rolling that damage.
Oh, my
gosh. That would have been Alkenstar over.
So you see that the timer has gotten down to 7 seconds when you enter the key in the lock and disarm the bomb.
This is an episode of 24, guys.
And it shuts and it shuts down just like the other two.
Woohoo! We did it.
Wait, Ibram's still around. He's still around.
I don't even care. We got the key, the bombs are
off. We did good, guys.
We should follow it all over that bomb.
How many people did we just save?
Everybody.
Billions.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Wow.
Enough to earn level 11.
Wow.
Yeah. Which totally happens.
Level 11.
Oh, man. I always knew I'd be level 11 one day. I just try hard enough.
You loot Angelique Loveless.
Of course we do.
Oh, yeah.
Who had a +2 striking Redeemer's pistol.
Redeemer's pistol.
And a +2 striking Hex gun. Hexamal Jammer Blammer.
I'll take that. That's a nice gun.
Hexter Bling Dinger.
I need one of those.
Hexagon.
I've deleted her from existence in this. Burying the lead here.
No, we buried Angelique.
You sure did.
That was awesome.
A +2 striking Hex Blaster.
Hex Blaster.
Yeah. The Redeemer's pistol had something on it called a reinforced stock, which is a piece of equipment that is magical and is how she was able to melee strike you guys so hard.
Mm.
She also has a, what are those pairing rings called?
Wedding rings.
The blazons of shared power. The blazons. The blazons of shared power attached to the pistol and the reinforced stock. So the stock also has +2 striking with that.
Whoa. Yeah.
You see a pair of infused pyronite charges in the pile of soot and ash that is her body. And that's what she was planting on you guys. And a +1 resilient breastplate.
Ooh.
She was kit to the extreme.
Wow.
That's a lot of loot.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot of loot right there.
How many pyronite charges?
Two. Two infused pyronite charge. They don't actually have a value to them. It was part of the attack that she was doing.
Got it.
There you go. So that's what Angelique Loveless had as far as loot goes. It's very exciting. The captain makes herself known, and you can see her trying to get people off of the ship, and she's like, where's Ibram?
He Who disappeared in front
you,
of us.
You outlaws, what have you done to my ship? You Where mean, is Ibram?
Whoa. You mean heroes? We just killed the outlaws. Ibram disappeared, though. We don't know where he's at.
What you're trying to say is you're welcome, or thank you.
Don't know where he's at.
You're welcome.
All right. Fine. She runs off in the chaos. There's crew everywhere.
Blaming us.
Lord Reginald shows up, and he's wearing a full mech suit.
Well, let's bring this along in case of emergency. Everyone, come with me.
And he extends like a bridge out of the chest plate of this, and it leads off to some rocks that are on the shore.
Muffy Buffy's in like a sidecar attached to the mech.
No, she's...
she's got her own mech suit.
Master Blaster.
Yeah. No, she's handing people potions that allow them to breathe underwater.
Oh, wow.
And swim like a fish.
Look at these people. Yeah.
She's like an advanced alchemist.
Heck yeah.
And so, or you can be Muffy Buffy if you want.
Yeah, I'd love to be.
We'll get everyone off the boat. Go, Shumfollow Five.
Drink up, darlings. You'll breathe just fine.
Head to the shore.
And you see that you're in those rocks that are just underneath the screw overlook.
Yeah, okay.
And you... are helping people off the boat? Like, what are you guys doing here? It's total chaos. I mean, we're talking like Captain Sully flight of landing in the Hudson. People are trying to jump off the boat, swim away. They're getting rescued. There's, you know, clockwork guards and stuff up on the cliff edge overlooking everybody and just pointing and shouting. A lot of chaos and noise and water rushing and everything like that.
I'm definitely helping people across that bridge. Try not to go in the water as much as possible.
As you're moving in and out of the water and helping those people, Luton, you come in contact with the river, like fully, get submerged by it, just a wave cresting over the top of you. And you hear a voice in your mind, and it says to you,
Luton, escape. He is watching.
And when Luton hears that, all four of you feel this foreboding presence come over you, like a sense of impending doom, but not the curse from the rifle.
Different doom.
But Luton, you hear that.
Okay.
Come from the river, a warning.
Who's watching?
It doesn't answer.
Okay.
It's gone silent. But this sense, you feel this malicious energy coming from the screw overlook.
Do you all feel this?
Well, I'd feel terrible. This does not feel right. What is going on?
Maybe it's something we ate.
I haven't eaten anything in days.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think Ustrasia is trying to communicate with me. She says to escape. I think we should leave.
Then we need to get these people out of here quick.
Come on,
then. I don't know what it means, but it feels wrong.
You guys continue to help evacuate.
I can't just run away from them.
Yeah, no, of course. And it's going well. Nobody's getting hurt. Your efforts. You've got Lord Reginald there. You also help a rather posh-looking dwarf who has been completely soaked. And he says, oh, Nyoka clan, huh?
That's me. Who are you?
You know who I am. I'm the mean-ass dwarf that you saw a few episodes ago.
Oh, you again.
Yeah.
So, Clan Nyoka, this is your doing? You are saving everyone?
We are saving everyone.
Hmm. Indeed. We, you say?
We.
So, the once arrogant Nyoka has finally figured out that he must use his friends. I will take this back to the council and my father. I will say this, and I do not like the words as they come across my lips. Thank you.
Oh. I can totally understand your lips are disgusting. You're welcome.
You're on thin ice.
Don't push it, dude.
You're the most devious man in all of Alkenstar. Alkenstar, Arizona.
I'm a dwarf who's also Matt Berry.
Safe travels.
That's a great next character.
It really is.
A really good one.
Safe travels. Give Donganhold my best.
I can't remember what his name is.
I don't remember.
Jeremy Sampson. I belong here with the Shumfollow Five.
You see the two vacationing best friends, the other two dwarf ladies, and they're off climbing the rocks and trying to get out of the water. But this overwhelming sense of negativity is emanating from the screw overlook.
But nobody else is feeling it but the Shumfollow Five.
Just the four of you.
We don't see like anyone else noticing it? Okay.
Nope.
Weird. I mean, from the screw overlook?
Yep.
We need to get these people out of here and go see what's up there.
It's got to be Ibrium.
Although we were told to escape.
Yeah.
Luton, what do you think we should do?
I think we should heed the warning and leave here.
Can I roll a perception check
or
something
good
to
idea.
See if I like notice? I don't know what I would even roll to feel this or to identify.
Let's do an arcana check or an occultism check. Your choice.
Can anybody do that?
Yeah. If you guys are trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. 26.
Okay.
Can I just roll a perception?
You don't have arcana or occultism?
No.
No? Yeah, you can roll a perception check. I'm getting dirty looks from Duval.
I mean,
dirty Duval.
It's a bad
28.
It's a bad roll.
Yeah. You guys aren't really sure what it is.
Wow.
There's something happening up on the Screw Overlook. You've been given a warning by the river.
To escape.
But this is now, you're getting a sense that this is dangerous, whatever it is that's up on the Overlook. Not just to you. It's a dangerous feeling. This mood is affecting you, like an aura.
Okay, let's get up there.
If people are in danger, we need to go get them.
We got two get up there's. We got one get away.
Are no, we gonna I think let the we dice should decide? Go up. I think we should go up, even though I got a warning, because we're not obviously done. Yeah, let's go see what it is.
Okay.
What do you think, Ixil?
Yeah, I mean, Ixil is going to follow Luton's lead because he's sworn loyalty to her.
So. Even though it feels bad to you, you're way more compelled than the others to go up and see it.
Okay. All right, Rambo.
There's some supernatural force is pushing you.
I don't want more people to die, so I'm like, we must protect people, so let's go.
As you guys are climbing up the rocks, Darnayru, you slip through time. You're at the bottom of the rocks, and all of a sudden you're at the middle of the rocks. And you go into this weird trance, almost like you fall asleep while climbing.
Okay.
Sleep climbing.
And should try it. It's great.
As you're unconscious, but not in a fugue state, you get just the faintest glimpse in the clouds of massive Mothra, to keep on the Godzilla kick, Mothra-sized butterfly wings.
Whoa.
As you're climbing. And you snap out of it.
It's Luton's dad.
You realize you've climbed like 15 minutes worth of climbing.
Whoa.
You have no idea what happened.
Whoa.
Very strange feeling, but it makes you feel very safe.
Oh.
Ixil, you feel as though the wind is pushing you up the cliff, and you're 100 feet above everybody else, just trying to make your way up to the Screw Overlook.
Okay.
Practically running vertically up this thing.
Monk's gonna
like
monk.
Like a skate.
Yeah. Keyway, you're keeping pace with everybody. And Luton, it feels as though the water is being pulled out of your body.
Whoa.
Oh.
You're wrenching you back down into the river.
Oh my gosh.
And you resist it. And Kal-El's climbing just fine, keeping pace with Ixil. They're just moving.
Who's Dracula don't want you up there?
Yeah.
Once you get far enough away from the river, the connection's not the normal like amount of distance that you would no longer feel the presence of the river, a couple hundred feet as you're climbing up the cliff, it stops. And you feel the same winds pushing you that are pushing Ixil and that are pushing Kal-El.
Okay.
What's happening?
What is happening?
That voice was tricking her.
I don't know.
She didn't roll a perception check. She was deceiving, but
the danger was down in the water.
The four of you get up to the top and you climb over the edge of the Screw Overlook, probably in the exact same spot where those zombies came out of the tin-wound Hydro Forge.
Oh, okay.
Right? And attack that traveling snake oil salesman.
Their little carts.
And I'll take you right on back to that scene as the four of you are gathered. And there are merchant carts still set up. And there are crowds looking out over the deck. And there's one person not looking over the edge. He stands there waiting, staring at all of you as you climb up out of the water and collect yourselves. Tall, disheveled, dripping in armor. This is what he looks like.
Whoa.
Who is this?
It's Varg.
It's definitely not Varg.
No, he's got a cool axe.
Varg in human form.
He has a way cooler axe than Varg ever had.
He looks like a problem.
Start describing him, please.
Okay, so it's
Gil
like,
would like to know what he looks like. Go to our Discord for artwork.
Mom, look, this armor that he's wearing has teeth on it. But it is like metal armor, but it has teeth, and he looks like a barbarian, but like a rugged, I don't know. They're like fur, metal, and his giant axe has teeth on it, too.
Teeth he's got a beard. Everywhere.
Teeth everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. Circular teeth.
Cool boots.
Like moon boots.
He got moon boots.
He's got knee pads on.
Yep.
Even his gloves have teeth. I think those are teeth.
That might be fur.
But fur around the cuffs of the gloves, yeah.
He's got hairy arms like Gaston.
But maybe he doesn't have any teeth. So that's
his mouth is shut, so you can't tell.
The breastplate he has is adorned with teeth, and it's cracked like he's been through several battles.
This guy looks like he's been
fighting. An emblem that looks eerily like the Eye of Sauron.
It does.
And he's got a beard and hair like Greg.
That's way longer than my hair.
It's way longer than Greg's hair.
Yeah, is that an eyeball emblem?
It kind of looks like it, but it also looks like the same on his axe.
Well, why don't you roll a religion check?
Oh.
Everybody.
Natty one. I don't know what anything
You're
about
terrible.
It.
Now's not the time to roll natty ones, Greg.
Right.
28.
15.
8.
Luton, you immediately recognize the unholy symbol
of Rovagug.
That's the I can't. It's not zoomed in enough.
It is a nine-legged spider with an open, gaping skull on its back, and that is emblazoned across his chest and in the blades of his axe.
I saw it there, too.
And there he stands near the edge of the cliff with his axe, his bearded axe. A bearded axe, Gil, is one of those giant double-bladed axes. Only this one looks like it could eat a meal and cut you in half.
Yeah, cut you in half and then eat you as a meal.
And he waits patiently for all five of you to get up and notice him. And he drops the axe down so the blades are on the ground and his hands are draped over the pommel. You must be the Shumfallow Five I've heard so much about, but not quite. Tell me, where is Duvalo? I hate to leave a dying man's wish unfulfilled.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe we should ask Duval. He left.
Left?
He left to go find his mother.
Interesting.
And I hate him for it.
It would seem as though the Elder Duvalo is more powerful than I thought.
Does this mean he's dead? The Elder Duvalo?
Yes, of course. Nevertheless, here. And he tosses a bow at you.
Okay.
Clatters onto the ground. And as it does, you look down at this thing and it's gleaming with energy. One of the most finely crafted pieces of artwork you've ever seen, but it's also a weapon. If Kairos were here, he would recognize it immediately as the sacred weapon of his family, carried by his father.
Oh, no!
Gonna rub this in his face when I see him next.
You've destroyed my chance to see the promised Pyronite display.
This is the guy.
After I was informed of its power when the explosion happened at the Blithir College, I had to make my way down here and see it for myself. But it must have been a marvel for you to sacrifice so much. I will accept your sacrifice as proof of its power. And I will take my shipment, and I will leave.
Hold on there a minute.
You cannot stop me, Darnayru.
He knows your name.
I mean, that's weird, yes. But what are you planning on doing?
What I'm planning on doing? That's what we are planning on doing.
Who's we?
Who's we?
We are the first devoured. And
The first devoured?
I suppose I will tell you.
Recall knowledge? Yeah, okay.
What we are planning on doing is freeing the Great Maw from his eternal prison.
Oh, no.
To put it simply, the Pyronite will be used to destroy the bindings that hold him in place. And then we, his children, his followers, his believers, whatever stupid, useless term you wish to throw at it, will provide him the sustenance he needs in order to take everything from all of you.
You're going to feed yourselves?
Absolutely. Rovagug consumes all. There is no escaping the Great Maw.
Well, there is if you don't let him escape.
It is an inevitability that I wish to usher along.
We cannot allow you to take the ship.
This cannot happen.
We're going to have to kill you, mate.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It may not be a good idea, but it's the only option we have.
Tell me your name, Lizardfolk, so that I may write it on the eons of time.
Your tablet better be long enough. I am the Fist of Ghost.
That's pretty short.
At the Fist of Ghost.
Let me finish it.
Let a lizard finish his sentence.
By all means.
I am Ixothroxos, the Fist of Gozre. You will not leave here alive.
And you, dwarf.
Yes.
What is your name?
I am Kibwe Nyoka of Clan Nyoka of Gondenhold. Almost. Bow down, all of those things.
Dongenhold.
That's why I said Dongenhold.
Gungenhold.
That's the key one.
Bow down.
You so go to the planet core.
Bow down.
Now's not the time, Jordan.
The planet core.
Bow down. Well, Luton, I suppose that these are your Shumfallow Five.
They are.
I take my leave. I will see you all again someday. Now, excuse me. And he begins to walk away.
To walk away from us? Fight now!
Do we know where his shipment is?
It doesn't appear to be with him.
Okay. I'm trying to put all the dots together, and I don't have any.
You're trying to stop him from walking away?
Ixel launches his tongue out to grab his ankle and trip him.
Stop him.
All right.
I shoot him in the back of the head.
Okay. Darn Iru. Do you do anything?
Go to tackle.
Okay.
I don't have my flisses.
Luton?
Tanglevine.
Tanglevine.
Ooh, nice.
You guys fire off everything you got.
Yeah.
Vines come growing up out of the ground, wrap themselves around his waist. A shotgun blast right in his back. A tongue lashes out to grab his foot, and Darn Iru goes in for
Titan wrestler.
Exactly. Roman Reigns full on spear to this guy. The vines snap as he just continues walking. Nice. As if they could not hold him in place.
Okay.
The bullets ricochet off the armor on his back. Your tongue lashes out and wraps around the teeth in his armor and gets cut.
Oh, no.
As you begin spitting blood. And when Darn Iru reaches him, he had an action readied just in case somebody tried to touch him. He grabs you by the throat.
Oh, no.
Holds up the axe and just slowly presses it right into your shoulder.
Oh, my gosh.
And takes off your arm.
Somebody grab a stapler.
With his Vorpal axe of destruction.
Whoa. Vorpal.
Yeah.
What does Vorpal even mean?
That's like...
And then discards your body.
Discards my arm. My body's still fine.
He had you by the neck, and he just tosses you aside like so much trash.
My gosh.
And he reiterates, this is not our time. I will see all of you again at the end of all things. Attend to him. I wish to fight the real Darn Iru when it is time. All of you. And bring the Duvalo. Owe him. And he rubs a scar on his cheek.
Oh.
And then he continues walking away. Slowly. Like he's not at all impressed or intimidated by any of you.
You're telling me.
As Darn Iru is unconscious, dying three, and bleeding.
Yeah. But hold on. Really quick.
Yeah.
You're telling me that Kairos got a shot in on this guy?
Or his dad? No, I think his dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's makes what more I'm sense.
You. I mean, yeah.
It wouldn't be the finale of the Dice of Thunder podcast without a really terrible Greg Reed on what's happening. So I'm glad you said that.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Brand. It totally is on brand.
That Kairos must have been a really
Can you
neat
guys
guy.
Save me? My bleeding out.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Someone grab a stapler.
You rush over.
Stabilize.
And you stabilize Darn Iru and you cast magical healing on him.
I'm missing my arm.
And it does not come back on. Like you try to reattach his limb using magical healing to knit it back together.
Oh my God.
Something about that axe, huh?
Boss.
Vorpal.
You lose your rogue levels entirely.
Whoa. All of my rogue levels.
Gone. You are no longer a rogue.
Why'd you try to touch him?
Because nobody else is being brave.
I shot him in the back of the head.
I licked him.
Luton, you lose your power to the water.
What?
As you did not heed the warning that was given to you.
Oh no.
And you feel Ustra Sila's presence diminish.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I was wrong about that.
You are not a sorcerer anymore.
Oh my gosh.
You are a druid.
How are we winning and losing at the same time?
Oh my gosh.
What is happening?
Yeah.
This unknown man looks over his shoulder at you and says, lastly, you all are lacking in manners. I knew that. Should you need a name to refer to me, you may use Bas Agos Skrios.
Sounds like a Greek meal.
And if we carry over that religion check, Luton, you realize that this means something you've heard before, but not in that language. What you've heard is a warning. You've heard it from Ustra Sila. You heard it in the Caverns of Time.
Yeah.
In the Cradle of Quartz.
Yep.
You heard it in your dreams, Darn Iru.
Like when I passed out the very first time I got my psychic powers?
No.
Oh.
In other dreams.
Okay.
Other things. Listen back to the show. It's a good show.
It's been a lot of it.
Bas Agos Skrios means death and destruction.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the end of our story.
Wow.
But I still have all my abilities,
yeah, you're
Roy.
Good. Okay. No, solid, bro.
Fantastic. Great show. Riveting stuff. Really good.
Very happy for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the whole thing with you.
Sorry about the arm and the rogueness. Yeah. Lessness.
Wow. Well, we got to go kill that guy.
How?
Well, we're going to get you an arm.
So Darn Iru is a one-armed psychic now?
I'm a one-armed psychic. We're going to start building me some Coast of Honor.
Great at carnivals.
Great at carnivals.
That's great.
Is that the title of the episode?
Yeah. See the one-armed psychic cat.
Episode 128, Great at Carnivals.
One
people
arm
are going to be like, what? Until the very end.
Amazing. Wow. Sorry, Luton. We shouldn't have had you leave.
The death and destruction you've all been warned about for years has presented itself.
Wow.
In human form.
Oh, so he's a spirit?
Like Mr. No, yeah, he's, basically.
He's a guy.
Oh.
The power of the ring.
Boss Ago's curious is stupid.
You won. You saved the city.
Did we though?
Did we?
We saved the city.
Yeah.
You stopped Angelique Loveless.
Now we have bigger problems.
Alkenstar is whole. But
for now.
Some last batch of Pyronite has escaped and is in the hands of a very dangerous maniac. And his...
He's going to free the Maw.
He's going to free Grovagug. Not the Maw.
The gun.
The Maw's the gun.
The Maw's the gun.
Yeah.
Grovagug's
the god of destruction and death.
Yeah. He's tied up.
The devourer.
Oh, no.
We got a hooty hoot with all the other deities. We got a hooty hoot this thing.
Time to make some gangs of gods and go fight him.
It's going to Mount Olympus.
Some god gangs?
Yeah.
God gangs. Well, wow. That's a podcast.
Oh, man.
That's a show.
That is a show.
Jordan didn't die. That's good.
Yeah. We were so excited.
How about that?
You killed the vibe.
I'm quite disappointed in my performance in that fight, honestly.
I got
pretty close to one of you, but come on. Like, really? I feel like you guys could have won that fight with cantrips.
No. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
No.
It wasn't. It wasn't our toughest fight.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
If we would have cantripped it, you would have had way too many more opportunities, and eventually the rolls would catch up.
It was a severe 10 threat, and when you defeat Loveless, there's basically no more point in the combat anymore. It's not like Ibrahim wants to destroy the city.
Helpful because normally I'm like, take out the trash mobs first, but I was just like, focus fire on Loveless because I was scared of her weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is gotta stop.
We had every right to be because that gun was, the second gun that she pulled out was real nasty, but who hit her for like 60 damage right out the gate?
I did. Greg did. That was a crit.
That's right. I took that down to 47 because it got reduced by 13.
Dang, that's a lot.
Dude, if
like 47 damage, she had 200 hit points. You took off almost a quarter of her health. If Ixel lands... Even one round worth of those attacks?
Come on.
Well, no, I'm serious.
I'm mad at the rolls because that battle would a lot shorter. Yeah. Would have been a lot shorter. Yeah.
But you can't stop the laser beam over there. Well, you can if you take away her magical power.
Yeah,
which
I have no sorcerer powers anymore.
That's insane.
You lose your current gestalt levels.
You lose Rasila. Get it? Got it?
I should have listened.
Dang, that's wild.
Oh, well.
The sea's a cruel mistress.
But man, if the rest of my team's leaving, I'm not going to stay behind.
No, I'm just saying.
That's the
It was an impossible decision.
Yeah.
Little Miss Water's going to throw a fit because you don't listen to her one time. Man, then she's
going to
You want
to hang out with me? I don't want to hang out with you. Fine.
Yeah.
I might take my ball and go
home. No longer dual class. Then.
Lose my
she's
number.
Just a very powerful druid.
Yep.
At level 11.
Level 11.
Wow.
Fine.
You have a very powerful psychic at level 11. Yeah, you still have Kal-El. You know, I couldn't take him away. Yeah. I could have taken your druid levels away, and then Kal-El would have just, disappeared? Oh, my God. And then the divorce would have followed.
Yes, after that's the right.
That would have been hard on me. So I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, well, that's a good call for you.
Darnayru still doesn't even know who his psychic deity is. He doesn't know who reached out to him or why all that stuff happened.
He's going to have a lot of time to get to know himself.
What was the protection that he felt? What was the butterfly? What was all that?
That doesn't make sense.
Do you tell Greg about it?
Greg, it makes a little bit of sense. Yeah. Luton.
I seen the butterfly, I swear.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably wouldn't say anything
about
it right now.
You're hallucinating, guy.
He's in shock. Nothing. He's missing an arm.
Why'd you go touch him?
Why not?
He's trying to stop him.
Yeah.
I was trying to get the guy to not go do
it's
what he's
okay.
gonna
he
do.
Had a ready to action. It's not fair. Yeah. It really wasn't fair.
That axe is scary.
This thing is like a Cutco knife.
Yeah.
Lifetime guarantee, baby.
This thing will cut pennies.
Gone.
Yeah.
And he just, real slowly.
Yeah, he didn't even.
Just sliced you right at the shoulder.
You imagine that?
Wow.
That cat yelp. Echoing.
Yeah.
Our cat made that noise the other day. He got his fingernail stuck in his apparatus out there.
No, he was chewing on his tooth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He got his nail stuck in his teeth.
He was like,
nyah! It was great.
That's what that sound was.
Well, folks. Thank you. Thank you, Thunder
yes.
Buddies.
Yes. Yes. Thanks, for
thank you, listening.
Thanks for the ride, man.
It's been a blast.
We've made friends.
Man.
We oh, have yeah. made friends.
We've made enemies.
I gave away a single sticker once.
Yeah.
I give stickers out to a bunch of people. You need to step up your game, bro.
I do.
Wow. Now what?
Now what?
Now yeah. what do we
now
do?
Now would be book four. Yep. Technically.
Yeah, so there isn't a book for it.
Yeah. Now, I think maybe this is the end of the Shumfalo 5 story. Maybe not. Wow. I don't know.
I mean, there's lots undiscovered. But
here's what we do, folks. We're going to put it on a shelf. And maybe you're listening to this and it's 2028 and you're already on episode 129 yeah. and we've started over. I don't know. None of us, unanimously, we agree that we do not want to stop here. We want to do something.
Right.
But it's time to put it on pause for a minute. Every show that you love, every piece of entertainment we all consume takes a break.
Life.
Takes a season off, goes through rewrites, goes through writer strikes, goes through casting
right.
issues, has Michael Cera on set.
Gotta have Michael Cera.
Acting like a maniac.
Just tell me what you want.
I have high energy, I have low energy, and I have middle energy. What do you want?
Do you want to direct this, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? That actually sounds terrific.
Why are you even talking to me? I'm not here. Yeah. So we're on pause.
Michael Cera.
Officially.
Yeah.
Those of you who are listening, which is everybody, that's stupid. I'm cutting it.
Don't do that. Don't cut it.
We love you. We thank you. We're grateful for you.
Yeah.
We are signing off.
Remember that time when Jordan, like, lost two characters?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that one time Duval gave one away?
There it is. Okay. Yeah.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. One little jab, come on.
This is a good point. You missed out on a totally cool bow. Oh.
Yeah, dude. Now I'm
trying to kill me.
Now yeah. I'm gonna figure out how to shoot it with 1 foot and one arm, just to rub it in your face. I'm gonna be the best one-armed like bow guy you've ever seen.
We got a lot of stuff planned for when we come back, folks. I would like to see these characters at level 11.
Meow.
Yeah.
Robotic arm or not? We'll
Ooh,
see what
robotic
happens.
Arm.
Pyronite arm.
Ooh.
Lava launching
out of explosives.
Is Luton still blue?
Oh.
Ooh, yes, she is, because she is still Undine.
Babu okay. dee da doo die.
Mm.
All right.
Okay, well.
Good to know.
That's how we'll end it. Is Luton still blue? Is my character still cool?
You know,
yes, your artwork will not change.
She's okay, technically good. More blue now because she's sad.
Aww.
Yeah.
Just like all of us.
Yeah.
Here we are dragging this all the way out.
I know, right? Let's keep going. What else?
What else? All I have to say left is thank you and goodbye.
Peace.
Signing off.
Signing
until
off.
Until next time.
Shumfalo, 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 shumfalo.
I liked it too much.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.